support Kingston Literacy and Skills programs and enjoy a festive night at the theater. Join us for the 4th annual KLNS Theater Night on Wednesday, December 10th at 7:30 p.m. for an exclusive performance of Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley at Domino Theater. Step back into Jane Austen's world of Pride and Prejudice with this warm, witty sequel that brings the beloved Bennett sisters back together for the holidays and a budding romance. Full of heart, humor, and Regency charm, celebrate love, family, and the joy of finding your own voice. All proceeds go directly to support adult training programs in Kingston and Napanee. Tickets are $25 general admission, $10 for children, and include free holiday drinks and sweets during intermission. For more information, visit klsreed.ca.
Hello.
Hi. We are what? And you are listening to
CFRC.
101.9
CFRC.
Kingston.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
The mood.
With me.
On radio.
CFRC.
The best radio station we've ever heard.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca for those of you listening in through the web. We are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. Well, it's the first little glimpse of December. It's snowy out, it's cold, it's windy, the sidewalks are icy, the snow is covering sidewalks in the student district because there's no one to clear the snow. It's a lovely time to be on campus and to be a student. First of all, shout out to Jeff and Simone, because they're awesome, but they also closed off their show with A Pretty Reckless Christmas. I'm not going to be playing Christmas music today because it's way too early. I think you will hear Christmas music from me, the show, right before Christmas, and that will be it. So I guess tune back in for that if you're interested. But today we are going to be exploring the world of Whimsigoth, specifically 90s Whimsigoth. This is a culmination of music that is very near and dear to my heart. If you've ever watched Buffy the Vampire Slayer or anything adjacent, any sort of mid to late 90s to early 2000s media for the old girlies, this is for you. Specifically, I'm gonna be playing more underground artists or adjacent artists in this category. So as much as I love a Mazzy Star, I love a PJ Harvey, you won't be hearing those today because I have tried to push myself to use some artists that are maybe underrepresented. That being said, I have a couple bigger names just to get my point across, but hopefully most of these artists will be new to you, and hopefully you will have lots to chew on after this episode. I guess to start things off, the reason that I chose Whimsigoth for today is because it's the beginning of December, there's like a light dusting of snow on the ground, and as I mentioned last week, I associate certain genres and certain songs and certain artists with different times of year and different general moods and aesthetics, etc., etc. And I find that Whimsigoth music has a couple different places in my yearly fixture rotation. However, beginning of December / late November, when there's a little bit of snow on the ground and there's a chill in the air, is very Whimsigoth. Because Whimsigoth music and alternative music is very fall, late fall, but Whimsigoth specifically is like something with a little, it's Whimsigoth, it's a little bit more whimsy, and I find that like the light dusting of snow really helps with that feeling. Anyhow, I'm getting above and beyond myself here. We're gonna kick things off with an artist that I just discovered in the past year. This is a Canadian artist, I believe, out on the East Coast. This is much more gothic country post-punk, but I believe it's adjacent. In my mind, this is adjacent. And this is Aura Corgan. So this song is off of her 2023 album, Formless, which is a great listen. I strongly recommend, if you enjoy this episode, to go check that out. Specifically, we're going to be playing Cowgirl from her. After that, we have, I guess, a more well-known group / artist. This is from the 90s shoegaze scene. For anybody who's familiar with 4AD, which was a label that a lot of dream pop shoegaze alternative artists were in the 90s. This is This Mortal Coil. Now, this is technically one of my bigger name picks. However, I find that This Mortal Coil is definitely underrepresented in discussions about shoegaze. Hence, I'm including them now. And specifically, I'm going to be including a song off of their 1984 album, It'll End in Tears. I believe this is their most popular album. I'm going to be playing my favorite song, Dreams Made in Flesh. This is the remastered version. And then after that, we are going to finish it off with another artist that's adjacent, but maybe not quite what you typically expect in the Whimsigoth or shoegaze genre. And stay with me while I try to pronounce this. Her name is Nabia Ikabo. I'm so sorry. My apologies. She is a London-born artist and creator. And she just has an amazing sound. I don't really quite know how to describe it in relation to this, but anyhow, this is A Tender Victory off of her 2023 album Dreamer. So without further ado, we're going to kick it off with Aura Corgan and Cowgirl right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. And welcome back. You just finished listening to A Tender Victory by Nabiha Iqbal. Before that, we had This Mortal Coil with Dreams Made Flesh. And at the very top of our set today, we had Aura Kogan, with Cowgirl right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. Today, we're doing Whimsigoth, which means a lot of shoegaze and dream pop and all the fun categories like that. We love a distortion pedal in this house. So the problem that I'm facing right now is that I got too excited about this episode and I put too many songs in the playlist. So just know that as you are listening to this, I am making very hard decisions of what to cut out. However, we are going to start it off today, or not today, we already started it off today. We're going to start the next set off with something that might be a little bit unexpected, because you don't typically think of this person in the realm of music. However, I feel like when it comes to media oddities and representing a more subversive perspective, this is a very important person who just passed this year. So this is also kind of in memoriam. This is David Lynch with Ghost of Love. This is off of the single Ghost of Love, and Imaginary Girl is the B-side. I don't know. It's just the day that I discovered that David Lynch had music out other than soundtracks from his movies, I was so excited and so happy, and so I had to add it in today in memoriam. After that, we have an artist called Cavey. This is, I believe, a Canadian artist from Toronto. Very much, again, a genre shifter, but this song leans dream pop, shoegaze, distortion-esque. I don't actually know how to pronounce this song because it's in Arabic script. So it's the second song off of their EP, Proud Other, which came out in 2024. If you enjoy this song, definitely check out their EP, the rest of their discography. After that, we have another artist that I've been loving recently. I believe I've played some of their other music in a different episode, but this is Kiss Facility. This is a half Egyptian singer-songwriter. She's also part of Sago Bodega, if you know. This song leans more shoegaze dream pop. Some of her other music tends to lean a little bit more electropop inspired, but this is the song that I think best fits the theme of today's episode. It's a single actually from 2023, so I hope you enjoy. It's Black Stone, and then after that, I'm gonna add in. I'm still deciding. Okay, we're gonna add in Antenna with Camino del Sol. This is a group from, again, late 90s, early 2000s. This is off of their self-titled album from 2004. Antenna is based out of France, but I believe they do a lot of their music in Spanish, or some of their music in Spanish. I don't know. Anyhow, they are, I believe, a staple in the dream pop shoegaze world. I definitely recommend you give them a listen. We're going to be listening to Camino del Sol, the titular track of this album. So without further ado, we're going to kick things off with Cave right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. Jaguar au parking. Pour soirée typique.
Welcome back. That was Antenna with Camino del Sol. Before that, we had Blackstone by Kiss Facility. And before that, we had Ghost of Love by David Lynch, none other. And at the very top of that set, we had a song by Cave right here on The Mood with May, CFRC at 101.9 FM. I mixed the tracks up a little bit by accident. We were supposed to hear David Lynch first, but that's okay. We're going to get into our last few songs of the hour, and I think it's been narrowed simply because one of the songs is 7 minutes, and that's just not going to be possible. So honorable shout out to Tricky and Martina Topley Bird with their track Aftermath. I wanted to include some trip hop on here because I feel like that's very... when you think of the Bronze from Buffy, there was like the alternative bands, names are escaping me right now, but then you had more trip hop, hip hop, like Chibo Matto and like all of those lovely artists. So in the spirit of the game, we were going to play them, but that track is 7 minutes long and I fear I simply don't have the time. I do feel that if you've liked the episode so far, you're gonna like the next few tracks. So we're gonna kick things off with Silène by Crushed. This is a shoegaze group, I believe, from Texas. At one point I thought they were from Montreal, but the illusion was shattered and crashed and burned and is no more. So they're from Texas. I think they relocated to LA now. After that, this is their new track, though. I should mention that. It came out November 12th. So fresh and shiny and new. After that, we have Babel Bluz, which is a duo, I believe, out of Morocco. Yes, they're from Morocco. They're fronted by an African Moroccan woman. They look absolutely phenomenal, super cool. And this song is called Hizali. This is off of their 2024 album, Swakin. This is just a really interesting collective of songs. I think it fits the vibe. But that's what I'm adding it in, and you don't have control over that. And then after that, we're going to close things off with another big name, the final big name of this episode, and that is Bjork. Now, if you don't know Bjork, I don't even know what to say to you at this point. I don't think that she's necessarily synonymous with the whimsigoth or because she's not really shoegaze, but I think that she has that right little bit of, I don't want to say insanity, but peculiarity would be a better word. And I think she fits perfectly into this category, although I think she fits perfectly into a lot of my musical categories because I love Bjork. This is off of her album debut, 1993. Yes, for anybody who may have heard of Bjork before but maybe don't know why, this is the album that has Human Behavior on it. But this song is Come to Me. This is one of my personal favorites of her discography. So anyhow, without further ado, we are going to get into things with Silène by Crushed right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in next week for whatever I got going on then, because I haven't decided yet. So without further ado, Crushed.
fucking crap.
La 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 la, tira la la, la 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 la
Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFNC live sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make your gift today via CFNC.ca.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.